Let's get Tony Vitello in here this afternoon, the head coach of your baseball Vols. Coach, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. We just had our little Thursday routine to prepare for Friday, so already looking forward to a new series coming up this weekend.
No doubt about it. Seemed like a pretty good day to get out there and play a little baseball. Weather this time of year, always a concern for college baseball teams across the land, but I guess, like, you guys are doing okay. I mean, we haven't had too frigid temperatures out there so far.
No, the last year the theme was it was just a really wet spring everywhere, and it seemed like the perfect year to put in this artificial surface. And then the other benefit you get out of it is, you know, when the sun's out like it is today, it'll play up, you know, 8 to 10 degrees. And, you know, we don't play deep enough into the summer, and Knoxville's got good weather in the summer. I mean, it never gets too hot on that stuff for us. So it's been a great benefit to us, and we've lucked out so far because we really like the way our schedule's set up, non-conference leading into SEC, and we've been able to play all of our opponents so far.
Coach, you're off to a great start, obviously, unbeaten so far. You beat number one Texas Tech down there in Texas over the weekend and really making some noise. I understand the squad is ranked in a couple of polls, but there's also tell me, like, there are a couple of college baseball polls where you guys aren't ranked. What's up with that? What is the college baseball poll of record that we should be following?
There's a lot.
Yeah, no, there's a lot. And, you know, Baseball America's been one of the longest standing. Collegiate Baseball News is actually a longer standing than that. But D1 Baseball is kind of a new kid on the block, and they put in a lot of research as well. You could go on and on. USA Today maybe has the most nationally known name. So each one's kind of got pros and cons. But I'll tell you something about – I ain't the smartest guy, but I do know this about all those polls. They only mean so much until the very end of the season rolls around. And obviously they could help you before the tournament, getting into it if you're a bubble team. And then afterwards, wherever you end up, that's going to kind of tell you what kind of year you had. And national champion will probably be number one.
Coach, it's Trey. Talk to me a little bit about the pitching. You know, there's a couple players kind of resting up, and we completely understand why that's going on. You know, wait until the meat of the schedule maybe gets going and not, you know, especially somebody like Garrett, you don't want to overdo his soreness. But talk to me about the recovery that they're on and how you've been able to manage the rotation that you have now, especially going into this weekend series against George Washington.
Yeah, you know, we actually had with a couple freak injuries in the fall. One was an ankle injury on a football pass just on an off day. We had a hamstring. We had six of our better pitchers not available on opening day.
Wow.
And yet pretty much all those guys, with one exception, we knew we'd get back at some point. So the kind of the running theme in the office is almost like we're a big league team picking up free agents as the year goes on. And we picked up two of those guys this week, Kirby Cannell and Ethan Anderson, freshmen that threw. But, you know, Garrett, because he's a junior and he's done so much, and he'll be highly – touted by scouts and it'll probably be a first round pick, is the biggest name, and he's progressing exactly the way we want him to. I think our coaching staff and training staff are pretty close to ready to release him, but just based off my experience and trying to look out for the kid a little bit, I mean, I'm no saint, trust me, but trying to look out for his best interest, and then to the team, we want to be at our best in the postseason, so we're just not in a rush for that stuff, but the time is drawing pretty near.
When you look at the hitting, so last season we spoke with you and you were surprised at how good the hitting was and how many, quote, dingers were going on and being able to score so many runs. You look at it this year, is this a surprise factor to you still with the big hits that you're getting? And I'm not just talking about singles or doubles, but y'all pulled a couple triples out. You've been rocking them home run-wise, especially in Texas, so are you surprised at how things are going this year? Is this expected?
Yeah, no, it's a surprise, and it may sound like a broken record, but it's two different sets of circumstances, two different offenses. Last year, we knew Andre and Alaric were going to be our best two hitters, and Alaric had always hit the ball out of the park at times, but he was new. He was a junior college player, and he never played at this level, so you don't know how that's going to translate. And he ended up putting together a nice season. And Andre put together even a better season than we expected out of our best player. So those guys, too, they were the core. And then they got some supplemental help from some other guys that I think drove the ball out of the park because We had a little mojo last year, and our strength coach does a wonderful job in there, Quentin Everhart. And then this year is a little different. We didn't expect it at all because there's a lot of guys in the lineup who have never hit the ball over the fence, much less with consistency. But I think age and maturing physically a little bit and also mentally maturing in combination, again, with I really feel like our best asset is Megan Anderson, our academic coordinator, but second best is that work in the weight room. It's paying off. And I don't think we're going to have anyone lead the country in home runs, but 1 through 9, we've got guys that can drive the ball out of the park, or at least, you know, for on base or as far as extra base hits go, drive the baseball.
Tony Vitello joining us on the show this afternoon. And Coach, let's go back to the weekend, and you go down there to Texas for the Round Rock Classic down there, and you take on number one Texas Tech, and probably in college baseball circles, certainly a game y'all weren't expected to win. You go in there and you win the game 6-2. You mentioned this mojo you had at the end of the year. That seems to have carried over to this season. Y'all got a little chip on your shoulder, a little swagger to it, and that's kind of is that something that you've noticed about your team? You've been able to instill a little bit of confidence in the squad?
Yeah, I think it's kind of come from this particular team. It's been instilled by the older kids, the returners, and you know, some of them are even sophomores. But yeah, you're right. Last year's team, because they could kind of see a little bit of a trailblazing season happening before their eyes, and then kind of at the end of the year, we weren't sure if it was going to happen, and they really, you know, gritted out a couple big wins. It instilled a new energy and a different attitude around here. And so I think this year's group now has different standards, expectations. The unknown has been evaporated a little bit. So, you know, they've kind of taken the younger guys under their wing, and the younger guys got a pretty cool personality about them. I mean, they're kids that we recruited and we felt were a good match. So it's kind of been, you know, I don't know if it's the perfect storm, but it's been a pretty damn good storm up in this point, and they're a fun group to be around, and they have each other's back. Now, they'll be challenged at some point to, you know, keep that theme going when the going gets tough or whatever you want to call it. But to this point, it's been a fun group, and it's been a group that, kind of like last year's basketball team with Coach Barnes, has kind of been led by the experienced players, not just the coaches.
Interesting. Yeah, I was watching the end of the game, the highlights of all the games, but especially the Texas Tech game. I just noticed when y'all got that final out and the team ran over there, it wasn't like a dog pile at the mound or anything. There was almost like, yep, we did what we came down here to do. We got another one tomorrow. Let's get in back to the hotel and rest up and keep this thing rolling. I thought that was impressive.
Sure. No, they're pretty dang good, I think, about mindset. And again, they don't expect to go out and get beat by anybody, no matter who we're playing. And we did want to go back to the hotel and get rest, but we ended up getting in an accident. I don't think that was well publicized.
What?
Our bus, we're in victory mode, you know, at about 12:15 in the morning. We're, a stone's throw from the hotel, and we had a guy pull out three lanes over, and hit our bus, and obviously a car lost that battle pretty rough.
Oh, man.
And the guy ended up getting out of the car, so he had been fine. He fled the scene.
What?
And
come on.
It was crazy. So we're ordering Ubers for our guys. we have a game the next day, early in the day, and they're going to get to bed about 2 in the morning. I've already got my speech planned when we get to the hotel about, hey, you got to put this emotional win behind us and this, that, and the other. Get some sleep. And that speech never took place. So our kids, I think, kind of overcame a little bit more than people realized when they came out and played a really good game on Saturday.
So you had to order Ubers for the guys to get back to the hotels?
Yeah, I'm hoping Coach Fulmer reimburses that. No, you know, the guys, I sent them a video the next day on our little group me because we ended up duct taping our bus. And just rather than going through the ordeal of ordering a new one, we duct tape up some spots that were banged up and windows were broken. And so I sent them the video from Slapshot, which hopefully
yes,
you all know. Now, our very kids good. Didn't even know what movie it was, but, you know, when they were making the bus look mean, we had, fortunately, everyone was safe, so I can joke about it. But, you know, we made the bus look mean and we had a blue collar attitude the rest of the weekend.
So if you're Paul Newman in this analogy, who are the Hanson brothers on the team, Coach?
I would love to be Paul Newman. And I will tell you right now, Drew Gilbert, our freshman, is undoubtedly one of the Hanson brothers. And I guess since he's a new guy, I'd have to go with Evan Russell, our more experienced junior, is another one. I feel very confident in naming those two guys.
Hey, Coach, before we get to jam or no jam, real quick, just pitchers this upcoming weekend. Are you comfortable naming a starter for tomorrow yet?
Yeah, Chad Dallas has been, you know, incredible with that whole, hey, here's the ball, dude. Crochet's not going to throw game one. You are. We didn't even really prepare him to be a starter. It was kind of more of a reliever role we expected late in the game because he's kind of got some ice in his veins or fearlessness to him. And he's taken it and run with it. And he's a Texas kid, so throwing that well down there against Texas Tech was a second great week in a row for him. So he'll lead the charge tomorrow. And then Chase Wallace, the local kid, will throw game two. And we'll kind of stick with that theme of we'll worry about Sunday when it gets here and see what we got left. Now that we got a couple of those guys back, we're not scrapping for innings as much as we were at the start. But this has kind of been a blessing in disguise, having some guys slowly trickle back because the guys who are healthy have been pressed into action, and obviously they've performed pretty well, and now they'll be more experienced for it.
All right, Coach, I know you're excited about this. Yeah. We got a game we've been playing here lately. It's called Jam or No Jam, and the rules are pretty simple. It's self-explanatory. We're going to play you a little snippet of a couple of songs here, and you just tell us if it's a jam or not a jam. It's completely up to you. You ready?
I'm ready. I just hope I don't get bad-mouthed for my opinion too much on Twitter or any of that stuff.
I think you'll be okay. Here we go. Bear, hit it. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I think Coach has heard this one before, probably. What do you think, Tony? Jam or not a jam? Center field, John Fogerty.
That is a song that I would say discreetly jam that because I've heard that song 5 million times. And, hey, here's the other thing about John Fogerty's lyrics. All right, if you're on the bench and you're begging for playing time, we ain't putting you in center field, one of the most athletic positions on the field. You're probably going to get stuck, you know, somewhere else where we can hide you a little bit.
Okay, so you had to put on a shift to protect the new guy here.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Russell, did you think it was a jam?
Oh, it was a definite jam, yeah, all-timer.
I think it's a jam, even Bear? Though we've heard it like a million times.
No?
No, not a jam. Oh, wow. Not a jam.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
That's harsh.
Okay.
All right, what else you got?
All right, Bear.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Coolio.
I'm going to go no doubt jam there. That's a good little funk. That's a good, if you lost the day before, make sure that's playing in the locker room, get everyone relaxed, feeling the vibes a little bit.
There you go.
That's good. Okay.
A little fantastic voyage. Oh, man, it's taking me back to high school circa what, like 93, 94?
In my Ford Explorer.
Definite
jam.
All decked
out with some jam, just big speakers in the back.
You had a Ford Explorer. I was driving around in my grandma's station wagon. I'm doing a little better than I was.
Me too.
I mean, it's a jam.
There was nothing better than a white kid in West Knoxville rolling around in his dad's Volvo listening to Coolio. I mean, yeah, it was happening. All right, so I think we're all in agreement. That's a jam.
Yeah, that's a jam.
For sure.
Bear.
X one up.
I'm gonna have to jam that because
when
I was little, that was kind of a you know, more of a female predominant song there. But Bridesmaids, whether you're a male or female, is a hilarious movie, and that's at the very end and caps the thing off. And I've watched that thing a couple times and laughed pretty hard. So I'm gonna have to be okay with that one.
Coach raises a good point.
It was at the end of Bridesmaids.
A movie can save a song you previously hated or would call a no jam.
There you go.
That's a good point.
I'm going to have to veto this one, not a jam.
Yeah, and me either.
Ouch.
I think it made the movie at the end. I don't know if it'd be something that I'll be jamming to.
So we're split on that one? Okay.
Yeah.
I got baseball fans hate me now, and everyone thinks I'm a little too girly, but I did have three older sisters I grew up with.
Oh, no, it's good, okay. Then. Tony Vitello, known Wilson Phillips fan. It's all right. That's your reputation now. Go ahead, Bear.
There you go.
Next one up.
Oh!
Oh. Okay, Big and Rich.
I'm good with that, Dan. That's a good little college football Saturday. You know, in the fall, if we don't have practice, I think they rolled with that theme for a year or two. So that brings some good vibes.
Yeah, College Game Day, that was the lead-in.
Yeah,
I'm not a huge bro country guy, but Tony makes a good point. Like it does make you think college football, and I like college football, so I'm going to go Jam.
I'm really good friends with Cowboy Troy, who's in the song that they did for College Game Day, I'm going to go with that I like the song.
Wow.
I'd rather have my ears cleaned out with a dental drill than to listen to that. I'm sorry, guys. I just got to be honest with you here. Keeping it 100.
Not that version, but the College Game
Day
version.
There's another version?
Yes. Or
like an unplugged version of coming to your city?
That's a regular radio version. That's not the College Game Day version where they name all the towns.
Any version, just
all. Okay. All right, one more, and then we'll let you go, more. Coach. Last one, jam or no jam?
Wow.
Well, Careless Whisper, George Michael.
It is. And you got the alternative version of that I've listened to as well. I got to jam that. When I was little, I used to sit on the couch, and instead of watching cartoons, I'd watch MTV when they actually played videos.
Yeah.
And I'm not a big fan of that video, but that just brings back old memories. I'm going to have to jam that.
Wow. It's one of those songs, it's so bad, it's good. Of course it's a jam. Like,
I'll give you that.
You got to love it, man. You put
on... hell yeah. I mean, it's a staple.
You bring your lady home and put on Careless Whisper.
Your Netflix
a song about
chilling.
Cheating.
It's go time. Oh, it's about cheating? Yes. I didn't even know that. See?
It's about cheating. Never mind.
Make sure it's only one lady. Well, I might have opened up a can of worms with that phrase. We'll just move on, probably.
That's good man. Stuff. Coach, we appreciate the time, my man. Thanks, good luck, Coach. This weekend against George Washington. Y'all get on out to the ballpark. Support Tony Vitello and the Baseball Vols.
Thanks so much, guys. I appreciate it. And I know there was a lot of social media activity, people following our group last weekend, and that's given us some momentum. So we appreciate it.
We look forward to seeing you this weekend, Coach.
All right. See y'all.